Chapter 1.
Don't look down.
Ray repeated that over and over to herself as she climbed down the side of the giant starship. There were more than 50 meters of rusty metal between her and the sandy desert floor below. Carefully, Ray reached down to a shallow overhang, looking around for a safe place to move her feet. The harsh wind of Jakku pulled at her clothes, but Ray held on tightly, slowly moving closer and closer to the solid ground. With every move, Ray's prizes clanked inside her satchel. The spare parts she had found aboard the crashed ship would earn her at least one portion of food from Unkar Plutt, the salvage trader. Ray could stretch that to a few days' worth of meals. That was how Ray spent every day on Jakku. She would wake up early each morning and grab her satchel filled with water and supplies for the day. Then she would mount her speeder and head out into the vast starship graveyard. Valuable spare parts were scattered across the desert plains, if one knew where to look. By the end of the day, she had usually found enough salvage to trade for a portion or two of food. If she was really lucky, she'd find some spare parts that she could use to repair her speeder or patch up the traps protecting her home. On the best days, she would find old data chips that told stories about the galaxy outside Jakku. The dimly glowing words would conjure images of places Ray could only dream of. She would close her eyes and try to picture what the beautiful green forests or endless blue oceans on those distant planets looked like. But when she opened her eyes, she was still on Jakku. All she saw was the same desert that had stretched before her every day, as far back as she remembered. Ray's heavy boots thumped onto the burning sand when she finally reached the base of the ship. It was not the time for dreaming. She needed to carry her salvage back to Nima Outpost so she could trade it for supper and return home before sunset. She adjusted her goggles and rewrapped one of the loose, dingy cloths she used to keep the fierce sun off her arms and legs. Then she set her bag full of salvage on top of her sandboard. Ray had discovered the smooth metal sled as part of a Mon Calamari escape pod a few seasons back. After liberating it from the pod, Ray could use the sled to quickly descend the largest sand dunes. It was practical, and a whole lot of fun. Ray leaped onto the sandboard and rode it down the dune and toward her speeder. A smile threatened to reach her lips as the warm wind rushed past her. The sandboard didn't have the same smooth handling as her speeder, but that lack of control was also part of the thrill.